We continue talking about the occurrence of the fall of Babylon, chapter 5 of Daniel. And God had written, they had seen the hand of God writing on this wall opposite them. And they were afraid. And the king said, if anyone can read this and interpret it, I will make him third ruler in the kingdom. Now, why did he say third? Because he was second, not first, obviously. Then all the wise men came in, but they could not read the inscription nor make known its interpretation to the king. And so here again, in Daniel the second chapter, Nebuchadnezzar called all the wise men. In Daniel the fourth chapter, there was another dream, and Nebuchadnezzar called the wise men. Here in the fifth chapter, Belshazzar calls the wise men. It seems that this is the first thing that they instinctively do. And then in verse 10, it says, verse 9, it says, he was greatly alarmed. His face grew even paler, and his nobles were perplexed. Then the queen entered the banquet hall because of the words of the king and his nobles, and the queen spoke and said. Now, this queen was probably Queen Mother. She was probably the elderly lady, the wife of Nebuchadnezzar. She was not at the feast, notice. She came in. She heard of the trouble. There was a problem. And so she entered the banquet hall. She said, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts alarm you or your face be pale. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. In the days of your father, illumination, insight, wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods were found in him. King Nebuchadnezzar is called Belshazzar's father. The way the Bible uses these terms, father can go back many generations, or not even be blood father, but be sequential father in the kingship. And so on. She recounts some of what had happened in the past, and she said this was because an extraordinary spirit, knowledge and insight, interpretation of dreams, explanation of enigmas, solving of difficult problems was found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Let Daniel now be summoned, and he will declare the interpretation. Notice she didn't say he might be able to. He possibly could. He has the ability. I don't know what'll happen this time. No, she didn't say that. She had confidence in Daniel. I like to think that Nebuchadnezzar was her husband. She was the elderly queen, still living after Nebuchadnezzar had passed away. Nebuchadnezzar was converted, and we can assume that he taught his household. His wife here showed her faith in Daniel and in Daniel's God. And so, again, when I get to heaven, I think that I will see not only Nebuchadnezzar, but Mrs. Nebuchadnezzar. I like to think about these people who were not part of Israel. Think of Vashti, who refused to undress and come and perform before everyone for her husband, the king. And so she was defrocked of her queenship. I like to think of her being in heaven. She had character. She had values. And so here we have the king mother. So Daniel was brought before the king and spoke to the king. The king spoke to him and said, are you Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, whom your father the king brought to Judah? From Judah. Notice he belittles Daniel. He looks down. Obviously, he knew who Daniel was. Daniel was second in the kingdom next to Nebuchadnezzar. And now, are you one of those exiles? He belittles Daniel. Now I've heard about you that a spirit of the gods is in you, and that illumination, insight, and extraordinary wisdom have been found in you. Just now, the wise men, the conjurers brought before me, they could not read this. But I personally heard about you. You are able to give interpretation. I will make you third in the kingdom, clothe you with purple, and wear a necklace of gold around your neck, and so on. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, keep your gifts to yourself. Give your rewards to someone else. Daniel knew what was coming. Daniel knew that the 70 years were up. Daniel knew that this kingdom was doomed. Give your gifts to someone else. And then Daniel continued and interpreted the handwriting. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.